Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 15th of February 2024. Today's topic is Worship Men's Works, Part 1. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 3 verses 1 through 12. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Verse 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Verse 7. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Verse 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Our memory verse today is taken from Daniel chapter 3 verse 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. The Israelites were commanded to bring up their children with religious education based on God's word, which includes the Ten Commandments. Hear this: "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7. So, before Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were deported to Babylon, they must have, by teaching and example, learned that Jehovah God forbids idol worship. They stood firm upon God's word in a strange land. The great king, Nebuchadnezzar, made a golden image, which everyone in the land should bow to, at the hearing of certain music sounds, or risk being burnt in the fire. However, all around bowed, except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All Christians are also expected to worship only God today, no matter the threat. You must not worship man-made gods or any creature of God. Worship is man's response to the nature and action of God, says Ralph Martin. God is good and greatly to be praised. Quote for the day. They stood firm upon God's word. The challenge for today is: no work of man deserves worship. Prayer. Help me, O God, to worship you only, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.